so many of your hay farmers, they've already got many buyers in the first place. And if we don't contract and reserve our hay now, not knowing how the rest of the summer is going to pan out, we could end up with no hay.
You've rescued more than 36 horses from abuse or neglect just this year. What kinds of situations does the SPCA get involved in for a rescue?
We intervene in numerous rural counties. In fact, the 37 horses have come from like 7 or 8 counties in Ohio in the last 6 months. We do have volunteer investigators that go into counties to assist local sheriff's departments and humane societies that are unable to cover cruelty complaints. We have also trained humane officers and provided them to humane societies. In counties where there's no humane society, then we are working in cooperation with the sheriff's department and getting cases of animal cruelty resolved.
How much hay do you need to stockpile to get through the winter?
We are estimating at this time probably 4,000 to 5,000 bales.
And for each $5 donated, that accounts for one bale of hay?
Correct. Many of these horses will consume an entire bale in a day.
And how do you do that when you don't know how many rescues you might have coming up for the rest of the year?
Well, and that's another concern. This is probably on the low side. We have 12 more horses coming in already, so that's going to take us up to 50, close to 50 rescued. And we have been fortunate enough to adopt 13 out, but we're very particular in the homes that are approved. We don't want any animal going into a situation that might be questionable again. So the adoption process is slow going. Also, these animals have to be recovered. They have to have their weight back and be in good shape.
You don't only rescue horses. You take care of all kinds of animals.
Absolutely. From a tiny dove to a big cow, we rescue everything. We currently have about 35 sheep and goats in our care. We have a couple of steers, pigs, rabbits. The goats actually came from a case that was in 2005. We rescued 250 at once.
Wow.
And 33 were not adopted. And so the remainder of those, about 25 or so, they're about 14 years old now, and they're safe with us until they pass.
How can people help? You're asking for monetary donations. Are there other things that people can donate?
If they're within a reasonable distance, depending on the transport, we could actually accept hay. It's a struggle for us because we don't actually even have a flatbed to haul any hay or even our own horse trailer. That is another item that's desperately needed. We have to rely on volunteers that have trailers to be available when there's an emergency. The other reason we need the monetary donations is because we try to be consistent in our hay so that we're not switching hay out on animals.
And it's important to note that you represent the Ohio SPCA, not the ASPCA, the national organization in New York. Do people get confused when they're trying to make a donation?
They do. They see the advertisement on TV, the ads and everything, and they think that all SPCAs are connected, and we're not. We're all separate. And so we fear and we know for a fact that a lot of times when we have a big case in the news or a big need, that a lot of the money is going to New York City.
You can find out how to get in touch with the Ohio SPCA on our website at wnku.org under local news. Teresa Landon, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.